This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
We are the Grillin' Guys, live on the Michigan Talk Network. We're coming to you right now in Lansing on WVFN 730, the game, home of Mad Dog in the Morning, my good buddy, and WJIM Big Talker 1240. Right now we are live in Traverse City at Right Brain Brewery, and we just got done talking with Russ Springsteen, the founder of Right Brain. Guy is a genius. His mic wasn't turned up quite enough, but hopefully you heard all that. And right now we are joined by local legend Norm Jones. Thanks so much for sitting in with us, Norm. Great to talk to you again.
Legend, thank you for the title.
You are. Every time I'm in the north, I've got 580 on just because you guys have a great format, and I've been listening to you and Ron Jolly for, I don't know, maybe 10 years. I don't know how long you've been on there, but
thank you.
Quite a while. And it's just a great station. If you ever travel up north and you're looking for good news talk, 580's the stick. I mean, that's a huge, you got a blowtorch of a tower there, too.
Yeah, we have a dog leg of a signal that goes down to St. John's, but then we pick it up about Cadillac, maybe a little south, and then it goes to Sault Ste. Marie, Canada.
That is funny. Mm-hmm. I know I pick it up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm up there for business very often, and as soon as I get out of Sault Ste. Marie, I'll dial it into 580. And, you know, you've just got a lot of the programming I like, but your show's from 10 to 11, and tell us a little bit about what the Norm Jones show's about.
It's really hard to describe because it's really what I'm interested in, because if I can't get a good interview that interests me, I'm not going to pay attention. I'm not going to ask the right questions. We try to do local first. You know, if you have something going on or somebody who is maybe in the Olympic trials, we'll go ahead and grab them for sure. If there's a hot story, there was this Cherry Festival of a kind of a mob scene down on Union Street, which is about the worst news we ever have around here. And then we talk national issues, a lot about immigration, a lot about the election, politics, local and national. I lead into Rush Limbaugh, so.
Okay. Well, you're a good lead-in for him, I'm sure. And you know what I really like about your show in particular is you just don't hold back. It's just you gotta whatever's on Norm's mind, it's just going to come out.
You got to be real.
That's
if you're
cool.
Not, it's boring.
It is, and I'm really sick of political correctness. There's just too much of it.
So am I. So am I. I was thinking the other day, if you saw a woman, you said, you know, you're really a beautiful woman. That was a compliment. Now it's harassment, right?
I think so.
And that's where it started with political correctness. But don't get me started.
I won't. Because it's a barbecue show.
That's right. We're grilling.
So tell us about your skills.
We're still trying to find them.
Are you?
You know, we're still trying to figure out what they are.
Maybe we can help you. The Cherry Festival, you've been involved in that for a long time.
Yeah, and a long time volunteer, too. We used to telecast the parade. And I remember it from way back. I'm a native. I moved around a bit after college, but.
What goes on? People listening all around Michigan right now, maybe they've never been to the Cherry Festival. Why would someone want to come up to this thing?
Well, it's going to sound cliche, but there's something for everyone. The first Saturday and Sunday of festival are the air shows, which draw in anywhere between 300,000 and 400,000 people, depending on who's appearing in that. Blue Angels have been here every other year in the past. We're not sure about the future. A lot of kids' events. There's kids' cherry pie eating contests. There's turtle races. There's frog races. A lot of face painting. There's just a lot of stuff for kids. I mean, even on Thursday, they have the Touchstone Energy Junior Royale Parade, and that's the nation's largest youth parade. And then on a day like today, there's the Ultimate Air Dogs. Do you know what that is?
No.
Dock Dogs. What they do is they have a dog run down the dock, and they have the toy that they want, and they throw it, and the dog, they're trying to see what dog can jump the furthest. And it's about 25 feet for a good jump for a dog.
Really?
And then they have fireworks tonight. The DTE Energy Cherry Royal Parade starts this morning at 11:15, and we've had great weather this week so far.
And you've got to be down for the parade.
Yeah, I'll be down there just doing an MC at the corner of Front and Union, because when you watch a parade, that's nice, but when you know the inside story or details of that entry, you know, the crowd kind of like it. They have fun.
We were down there last night, and just a huge crowd and festive atmosphere.
Yeah.
Weather was beautiful. There's street musicians. Of course, you know, Traverse City, which is why we're so happy to be on 580. Thank
mm-hmm.
you very much.
Thank you.
It is a foodie town.
This town is,
you've got so many people traveling up here, and when you're on vacation, you want to get something really good to eat. This town will satisfy you. There is just everything. I ran into so many cool places last night.
It seems to be a new one opening up every week, too. It's just really become a foodie town. Hey, when I grew up here, we had a burger chef. And I'm trying to think of the other family restaurants. Milliken's department store had a tea room, but seriously. And now you go downtown, and there's Thai, there's authentic Mexican. There's just really good stuff downtown on every corner. And now the coffee shops, of course, are popping up everywhere. And like you talked earlier, the microbrews, there's so many popping up here. I'm serious. I was going to move out of here when I was 18 and never look back. But this town has just developed so much culturally. You know, the other areas of the state that are doing very well are Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids.
And those are, you know, strongholds for us. Right now, we want to take a minute and talk with Bob McQueen from Art Van. And Bob is the store manager of a very large Art Van store. And we're going to be up here August 4th. And the grilling guys are going to come in, and we're going to be throwing down on some of those broil kings. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, Art Van, you know, grilling guys in Art Van, people might not see a tie in there, but you've got something called Art's Backyard.
Absolutely. Normally you would look at us for your furniture needs, your bedding needs, and things like that. But we put Jimmy Sika from Jimmy's Rustics on our buying team a couple years ago. And if you're in downstate at all and you knew anything about Jimmy's Rustics, Jimmy had it all. And now he's buying for Art Van Furniture for Art's Backyard. And we have everything that you can get as a value in normal furniture. You can now get that value in patio furniture and Broil King grills. If you're looking for patio, Jimmy does all of his own designs for Art Van. And he does all of our buying. He goes overseas in Michigan here. We carry Lloyd and Flanders. We carry Woodard. It's made in Owosso.
Yep.
Lloyd Flanders is up in Menominee, Michigan.
Wonderful company.
You know, just like our bedding lines, you know, we have Michigan bedding lines. We have Michigan products for outdoor also. And now we're doing, you know, the Northwest makes Broil King grills. And Broil King puts out a grill that's just phenomenal grilling tool.
It is. And you can get a Broil King for as little as $3.99. Which is really cool. I mean, their better units are $5.99, $8.99, but still for a $5.99 or $8.99 price point, wonderful grill, old company. I sold Broil King for years and years, and I sold it to buddies, and they'd come back to me. I was selling these big $5,000 and $10,000 stainless jobs, and I'd sell a Broil King and go, well, you know, it's a pretty good grill. They'd come back to me and say, that's the best grill I've ever cooked on.
Absolutely. We matter of fact, you can get a Broil King grill at our van for $2.99. We have grills up to $1,700, but if you're looking for a grill in the $599 to $899 market with the cast iron grids, you know, you can flip the grids over and do the flavor waves that holds the juice inside the grid of the grill, you know, the cast iron grill. It's just, it's a phenomenal product. It's a phenomenal product. It's out there for people to use that want to step up their grilling and be able to do it on a little better product. Well, your meat and stuff doesn't stick to it.
Okay. That's Bob McQueen with Art Van, and we're going to ask Bob to stick around for a minute. This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We are live at Right Brain's new facility in Traverse City. We're up here for the Cherry Festival. My buddy Jop is back covering some fishing. We'll be back. Stay tuned. That's the way you do it. Money
for nothing and your chicks for free. This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.